Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Sunday morning. Fabulous day. Cinco de Mayo yesterday. I don't know if anyone celebrated. We did around the house. A little Mexican food for dinner. Some margaritas. Good time. Let me know if you did something fun. 734-822-1600. Before we get started today, let's take care of a little business. My sponsor this half hour, Brighton Ford. Now, if you haven't driven a Ford lately, I hate to pun up the commercial a little bit, but you need to. The new Fords are awesome, and they're all built without your tax dollars. Very important. You can call Scott Spittler, 1-800-519-4155, or go to brightonford.com. You can see all the cars they have on the new lot, as well as a bunch of cars they have on their used car lot. I've bought three cars now from Brighton Ford, and very happy with all of them. And I get all my service work also done at Brighton Ford. You can download from currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com, and see the coupons there. And but don't be afraid to call Scott up and say, hey, I heard you on the drift. Not ready to buy yet, but I'm going to. 1-800-519-4155. So let's start with some local news this morning. And remember, you can reach me at Gary@TheDailyDrift.com. That's my email if you don't want to call in and give me your comments. But I want to start with a little local news this morning. Representative Bill Rogers, state rep, is got a little competition for the August primary from an alleged fellow Republican. I'm assuming he is. It's Hamburg Township's Dale Rogers. He will be challenging state rep Bill Rogers, who's from Genoa Township, on the August 7th primary ballot for the House 42nd District. Now, Dale is a teacher at Novi High School, and it struck me funny. He will be running against both of them, whoever wins, will be running against Democrat Shanda Willis on November 6th in the general. But I found it a little odd that a teacher would be running this year until I did a little Googling. And this is what I encourage you to do. I mean, you don't have to listen to what I'm saying. You can do this information yourself. Go online, Google it up. Dale Rogers has a little blog that he does. I think it's called the Livingston Post, or at least that's where he puts his information. And he's a little ticked off about some of the education reforms going on here at the state. And, you know, one of them was the football comments that Frank Tarkenton made. And I read through them, and it says, what if every 5 hours of game time, pro football players were only given 1 hour of practice and preparation time? And what if pro football players had coaches who never had to play the game themselves? Now, most principals, I guess, have been teachers at some point. And you can make your own decision on this, but prep time, you've got a couple months of the year off. That's a lot of prep time. I know teachers do work after school, so I'm not knocking on the teachers. But all I'm going to say about this is do your homework up there in the 42nd District. Take a good look at Bill Rogers and his record. And a look at Dale Rogers, Rogers versus Rogers. It'll be interesting. We're going to see if we can get both these guys on the show maybe and get a little debate of our own going on one Sunday morning. So we've got a call from Jenny who wants to talk about Obama's campaign. Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Morning, Gary. How are you?
Very good.
I listen to you every Sunday.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks so much. We appreciate it. At least we got one, right, Derek?
Yeah, I've talked to you once before.
Okay, yes,
anyway,
I remember.
Very quickly, well, I have a question for you, too. But I'll put this out about Obama. I just heard a few minutes ago from another source that there's an article in the Washington Times from this week sometime, talking about the word forward in Obama's campaign, and it links it if you go to, it says if you go to Wikipedia, or the guy said if you go to Wikipedia, there's a whole page on the word forward, and it links it to socialist and communist papers.
Yes, and even a Nazi paper. You must be reading my mind, because I actually have that article here in my stack of papers.
Okay.
So obviously, Jenny, you are well-educated and well-rounded when it comes to educating yourself.
Well, I try to go to more than one conservative place to get my news, and that kind of bothers me, because I've heard for a long time now, you know, how Obama surrounds himself with Marxists, and he's a Marxist.
Oh, yeah, I'll agree with you. You know, his mentors from childhood on up were all socialists and communists, and,
yeah.
You know, you are who you hang out with, and
that's
pretty simple math to do.
Right, and then my question is, I just want to run this by you because it bothers me. Even Michelle Bachmann now has come out, and I heard her in her own words, endorsing Romney. And I don't think she would have done that earlier. But, I mean, Thaddeus McCotter, who, you know, he ran for president, and his president campaign failed, and right away he endorsed Romney. There's a lot of people, and I know we got to pull, I guess we got to pull for him now because that's who we have. But these people, well, Michelle Bachmann, I don't think she would have come out for him before. But now everybody, do you think it's because this is what we have to do now?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no question about it. That was my concern during the primaries, was the fact that they were beating each other up so bad. I mean, it's good for on one point because it vets the candidates in the primary.
Uh-huh.
All these bad things that people want to say about Romney, it's all old news now. Obama can try and drag it back up, but he can't. I mean, it's already been said. It's already been done. It's wore out. Nobody's
going to
be saying these things. So it's a good thing that they did bring it up, but it does make it harder on those candidates and their supporters when they turn around and now support Romney, and it allows the Obama to use commercials of Newt Gingrich saying something against him. And now supporting him. But what it comes down to, and don't get into this trap about Ron Paul and a third party or whoever else, an independent candidate.
Oh, I don't, because I don't, there's no way, sir.
Yeah.
There's no way that I would go third party, because then Obama will win.
Right. That's exactly right. You were voting for, you know, I don't want to say the lesser of two evils in this case, but it's certainly the better candidate. And we've got a few people who call in, and yes, they're all about Ron Paul, and I've got friends that way too. But in the end, if you vote for anyone other than Romney, you are giving your vote to Obama. It is that simple. And I know we'll probably get a call from Ken on this, but the third-party candidate is going to allow Barack Obama to be reelected. So, Jenny, thank you so much for your call. I'm glad you're listening every week.
Thank you very much for your comforting words, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jenny. Take care.
For your help.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
So, well, there you go. We hit forward into the show a little bit, but Jenny's right, because it does seem a little odd that the candidates who battled so bad through the primary are now endorsing Romney. That's the nature of the beast, folks. That's what we do. Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich all probably feel they were the better candidate. However, they didn't have the time, the money, the effort, the program to get in. Romney's been working on this for 8 years. This is his time. He's going to work it hard. And I hope, and I'm asking Mitt Romney to take these other primary candidates, take their ideas, and put them into your cabinet. You may not want any of them as your vice president, but you can certainly put them into your candidate, into your cabinet, and take their ideas and let them run. Put Ron Paul in charge of the Treasury Department. You know, let's go ahead and audit the Fed. Let's put Santorum in charge of Health and Human Services. There are things that Romney can do, and I hope he is working on it, that will make the Republican and the Conservative Party and the independents come back together. So hopefully that'll happen. But Jenny did hit something really key, and that's the fact that Obama doesn't have a whole lot to run on. And it's amazing how he's trying to turn this away from the economy. And one of those things is foreign policy. Now, all of a sudden, he wants us to believe that foreign policy is his forte, is his strength, and that Romney is weak on it. And, of course, we have Ken. Welcome, Ken. I knew I'd goad you into calling.
Well, I just wanted to comment that, I agree with you that voting third party will guarantee Obama will win. But at the same time, there is no way I can vote for Mitt Romney. That's why I'm personally voting for Virgil Good, who will be under the U.S. Taxpayer Party. He's running as a member of the Constitution Party.
Right, and I understand, Ken, and I'm going to continue trying to talk to you over the next 6-5 months here. You do realize, though, that 4 more years of Obama, who will have absolutely nothing to lose, and he said, you've heard the flexible moment, I've got more flexibility after my next election. Watch what I do after I'm reelected, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. Do you really think 4 years of Obama is going to leave us in a better situation than 4 years of Romney?
I believe that Romney is no better than Obama, and I will not, I cannot, for many reasons, vote for him. And this is something that I think the Republicans, a serious mistake the Republican Party has made, because they're going to find, there's a lot of people out there, like myself, that will never vote for Romney.
Yeah. Well, I hope to change your mind, Ken, because let's be honest, 4 years of Romney will be far better than 4 years of Obama. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't think there's any argument that can be made that he is not, you know, if you want to call him the lesser of two evils, do so. But he's certainly not going to be as bad as Obama, because at least Romney will have something to lose. So even if you think Romney is as bad as Obama, he's going to have his hands tied by another election that he'll want to win. So he's certainly not going to do the crazy things that you will see Obama do, the un-American things that Obama will do in 4 more years of office when he has nothing to lose. You got me there, right?
Well, here's the thing with Mitt Romney that a lot of people seem to just overlook, too. He had to use deceptive advertising. He had to use mudslinging. He had to use misleading ads. I mean, the guy is as dirty as they come. I don't think he has. When I look at how he treated his competition through this whole primary, he might smile to the camera and say, "Look, I'm Mr. Goody Goody," but I think he's as dirty as they come. I don't think he has a. When I look at how he's run his election, I don't think he has an honest bone in his body.
Okay, well, we can differ on that, but you know what? Let's go back to the mudslinging. You know what? Right now, we need a guy who's ready to sling mud, who's going to get in there, and he's going to fight with Obama, because you know what? David Axelrod, Barack Hussein Obama are going to go after any Republican candidate, any independent candidate, any U.S. party candidate, and throw every bit of mud they've got. I want a fighter. I want a guy who's going to get in there and do everything that Obama's been doing to us for the last 4 years. So keep thinking about it, Ken. I really want you to, I'm going to change your mind between now and Election Day somehow, some way. Maybe I'll have to buy you lunch or something. But we're going to figure out a way to get through this.
But here's the difference. Now, it's one thing to go after a candidate with the truth. But what Romney was doing again and again and again is throwing lie after lie through throwing misleading ads.
Well, I don't know if they're misleading, Ken. I mean, even if they are lies, even if you want to believe that, that's fine. But what is Obama throwing out there on every commercial, on every piece of YouTube video he puts out there, are nothing but lies.
But for us, using lies and deception is not the way to win an election. If that's the only way to win an election is to lie, to deceive, then I don't want to win elections that way.
Okay. Well, that's on you. You know what? I have two children that I want to grow up in a country that I believe in. And under 4 more years of Obama, they won't. So thank you so much for your call, Ken. As always, I appreciate your opinions and views, but I'm going to keep working on you. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks.
So we're going to take a quick break. I ran over on that one. I got two calls right off the bat. So we'll see you on the other side, and we'll try and get through our show. Love your call, 734-822-1600.
planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake, conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton, with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
Noah's Pantry has been helping families prepare for their food storage needs since 1998. In the food business over 30 years, they understand the importance of food peace of mind for any emergency situation, from changes in employment and personal finances to all-out catastrophic world events. The mission of Noah's Pantry is to offer real food, healthier food, with most products containing only one or two ingredients. And items are picked at the peak of freshness and quickly dehydrated, not cooked and canned, which can destroy up to half of the nutrition in the process. Noah's Pantry is small enough to personally help you determine your family's needs, yet large enough to quickly fill and ship your order. Remember, Noah worked on the ark before the rain came down, so be ready by calling Noah's Pantry today at 888-925-6624 and get your food peace of mind. That's 888-925-6624 or visit them online at noahspantry.org.
Your advertising dollar needs to go a long way, and it does with WHAM Talk 1600. You can't find a more affordable economic bang for your buck. The yellow pages, that's covered with dust lost in a closet someplace. Cable television, nobody watches cable TV during the day. They may watch 3 hours at night at best. Music radio is background noise. Same tired tunes over and over again. Nobody's listening. That's not the case with WHAM Talk 1600. You can't turn off WHAM Talk 1600 radio. It's fresh and interesting day or night. People are listening. Around the clock, people listen. You're listening right now. So are your potential customers, and we cover all of southeastern Michigan with talk radio and information people pay attention to. This is talk and information radio people are talking about. Your business needs to be heard on Michigan's most exciting talk radio station. Your business needs to be advertising on WHAM Talk 1600. Call 734-971-1600 today. That's 734-971-1600 for our super affordable rates and super advertising results. Start advertising today on WHAM Talk 1600.
Hi, I'm Tom Buttman from Gene Buttman Ford. Did you know that Ford Motor Company buys over 3 million tires a year in the United States? As one of the largest tire purchasers in the world, we'd like to pass the savings on to you. Right now at Gene Buttman Ford Service Center, get a $100 rebate on a set of four tires from Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental, Pirelli, Hankook, and Yokohama. We will also beat any competitor's price, guaranteed. Once you buy a set of tires from Gene Buttman Ford, you will receive free rotations and brake inspections for the life of the tires. Ford employees and family members are eligible for an additional 15% off select tires. Gene Buttman Ford Service Center is on Hewitt Road and Washtenaw Avenue, just around the corner from St. Joe's. For more information and money-saving coupons, visit us online at buttmanford.com or call 866-628-5281. And thank you.
In today's economy, you don't want to spend a fortune on interior design. You want your home to look good, express your tastes, and reflect your personality at an affordable price. Gail McNally Interior Design can help you with each phase of your design concept or just a single step. Whether you have an idea or no plan at all, Gail will help you realize your dream home. She can help with backgrounds such as wall color, tile, carpet, and window coverings, to furniture and even accessories. Gail has been an interior designer for more than 26 years, serving not only residential but commercial clients. She has a college degree in interior design and is a longtime member of the American Society of Interior Designers.
Call me today at 734-717-2951, or you can email me at gailmcnally@gmail.com. That's GAYLEMCNALLY@gmail.com.
Gail McNally, Interior Design.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning, May 6th. Had a couple of good calls, put us a little behind schedule, but love to get those calls. We were talking about Obama in the election, and he's got no economic record to run on. So what he's going to try and do is say he's a big foreign policy guy with tons of experience. Seriously? You couldn't even finish your first senatorial term, and you ran for president with no experience, and the media didn't vet him. And so what you're seeing him try to do is say, I'm a great foreign policy guy, and Mitt Romney has no experience whatsoever on that. So one of the big news items this week was Chen Guangcheng, a Chinese dissident who spoke up against Chinese policies on abortion and has been under house arrest for many moons, shall we say. And he managed to escape from house arrest and get into the U.S. embassy. And was there for a few days causing an uproar, China screaming at the U.S. that we want him back, probably so they can beat him some more. And somehow he ended up leaving. But to bring you up to speed, let's go to track one, Derek.
Well, we understand that Chen Guangcheng is still in hospital here in Beijing. He's being treated for some kind of a stomach complaint. Late in the day here in China, one of his friends, a woman named Zeng Jinyan, spoke to him over the phone and then started tweeting. And she said that Mr. Chen had told her that he had been forced to leave the U.S. embassy because Chinese officials had told him that if he didn't, his wife would be returned to their village where she would be beaten, persecuted, and he apparently feared for her life.
All right, so it's pretty easy to have some stomach ulcers probably when you know that your wife and children may be beaten, harassed, persecuted, thrown in jail for you speaking up against the system. You want to talk about fighting with the man. He's fighting with the man there. But he ended up leaving the embassy and going to this hospital. Excuse me. And since then, he says he wants to leave. We don't know what the deal cut on that was, but there's been some talk from the GOP that he was forced out of the embassy because Hillary Clinton was coming in along with Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary. And of course, Jay Carney. Now, if you've ever watched Jay Carney, the presidential spokesman, he's normally off the cuff. This guy rolls with the punches. He's very good at what he does. But on this issue, and you can go look at the video, he was reading from a prep statement. He was looking down at his desk, which you rarely see him do. Let's go with track two. This is Jay Carney's response for Obama.
But the pressure that he was feeling apparently came from U.S. officials.
I would point you to the statements of several State Department officials, including the ambassador, that that's simply not the case. At no time did any U.S. official speak to Mr. Chen about any physical or legal threats to his wife or his children, nor did Chinese officials make any such threats to State Department officials. U.S. interlocutors did make clear that if Chen elected to stay in the embassy, Chinese officials had indicated to us that his family would be returned to Shandong, and they would lose their opportunity to negotiate for reunification. At no point during his time in the embassy did Mr. Chen ever request political asylum in the U.S., and at every opportunity he expressed his desire to stay in China, reunify with his family, continue his education, and work for reform in his country. All of our diplomacy was directed at putting him in the best possible position to achieve his objectives.
So you're suggesting that at best he misunderstood?
I'm saying that there was no pressure of any kind placed on him by U.S. officials.
Methinks he doth protest too much. You got to watch the body language. You know, if you watch Jay Carney as much as I do on these video clips and on television, there was a difference here from his normal self. And I'd say I don't think he's telling the truth. I think they are covering something up, and this is part of a deal. It's Conspiracy Sunday, I guess. I think there's a deal here being rigged because now they're saying he'll get out of the hospital and he was going to stay in China. But then he actually called Capitol Hill asking for help. And we have a track of one of the U.S. congressmen who's running this hearing, talking to him on the phone, and he says this. Let's go with track three, Derek.
And there there are a number of members of the national and international press here, that your case is the test of the Chinese commitment to protect you, which they've given. We're very dubious about those assurances, but it's also the test of the United States as to whether or not human rights really do matter. So your plea that the Secretary of State, who did not meet with you in the embassy, go to your hospital room and meet with you, and you and your family and your supporters need to be on a plane coming to the United States for, as you put it, that rest that you so richly deserve.
Okay, so he's now asking for asylum, looking to get out. And I would not put it beyond the Obama administration to make this opportunity the best that they can. So do you remember the flexible moment with the Russian president? I'd play that for you, but it was such a lousy audio recording, there's no sense. This gives him an opportunity to say, hey, to China, let me have Chen and his family so I look good in the election. And after the election, I'll be more flexible. I can do more for you. So my question to you would be, what is Obama capable of giving away to the Chinese now? If he's going to give away on missile defense to the Russians, what will he give to the Chinese? It's all smoke and mirrors with the Obama administration. Look deep, dig deep, and do your homework. See you on the other side.
Always on the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. A 13-hour arraignment at Guantanamo Bay, where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others accused in the 9/11 attacks appeared for the proceedings.
I was in the courtroom with the five 9/11 suspects yesterday, sitting about 15 yards away from them, and it was clear to me that they came to court yesterday with a strategy to frustrate and delay the process. They refused to cooperate with the court, they refused to wear the headphones through which they can hear the Arabic translation, and they refused to simply answer the judge's questions.
Fox's Catherine Heritage, James Connell, an attorney representing Amar al-Baluchi, one of the defendants, said all five engaged in peaceful resistance, adding,
these men have endured years of inhumane treatment and torture.
Some victims' relatives in the courtroom for yesterday's proceedings angered by what they observed. The next hearing, June 12th. In eastern Afghanistan today, NATO says a bomb attack has killed one service member. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Wixom Christian School's 8th Annual Warrior Scramble will be held Saturday, May 12th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Coyote Golf Club located at 28700 Milford Road in New Hudson. Call 248-624-4362 to register or to get more information, including the cost of a sponsorship. Ann Street Music Room presents Al Jaquez with Jim King Saturday, May 12th. The Ann Street Music Room is located at 812 Ann Street in Ypsilanti. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., $10 at the door. The Libertarian Party of Washtenaw County will be holding its May business meeting and nominate caucus for local candidates Wednesday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Classic Cup Cafe in the Parkland Center at 4389 Jackson Road in Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor Aglow Community Lighthouse is hosting First Nation singing and storytelling duo Terry and Darlene Wildman. It'll be at Washtenaw Community College's Morris Lawrence Building, June 8th from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. There's no charge, as this is a community outreach event. Ann Arbor Aglow Lighthouse, a local branch of Aglow International, is a trans-denominational Christian ministry that meets every third Saturday except in July at Washtenaw Community College Room Number 3. 40 from 9:30 a.m. till noon for a time of fellowship, praise and worship, and inspirational messages. For more information, call 248-921-8250.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community. Truth, justice, and the American way.
The federal government is after Ted Nugent, and they're doing everything a police state would do, much the same as Russia or China or Cuba, to really persecute and malign and crush, and I would argue destroy, a private citizen. Why? Well, because Ted's huge behind hunting, behind Second Amendment rights. He's huge behind being a free American.
It's On the Edge with Theron. Weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. My sponsor this half hour is The Current newspaper. The May edition of The Current is out. CourantOnline.com. You can pick it up online for free. If you're not one of the lucky ones who get the 30,000 copies that we mail out for free, if you want to advertise with The Current, call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. Now, we mail out 30,000 copies, so it's a good, cheap way to get your business out there. And in this economy, you have to work hard to get your brand out there. If you want people to remember your business, you need to work at it. And that means getting your advertising dollars their maximum, and that means putting it into The Current. So call Sam, 734-323-0777. We now deliver all of South Lyon, Pinckney, Hamburg, Whitmore Lake, Brighton, and parts of Ann Arbor, and even parts of Howell we're starting to reach now. So good way to spend your advertising dollar. And you can also advertise on this show. So call me or email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Now, we've got the campaign starting off this week for Obama, officially starting off. Now, let's be honest with you. Has the guy ever stopped campaigning? Now, the campaigner-in-chief never stopped after the first election. He's been flying around for months now, going to colleges and talking to the youth, trying to buy the youth vote with low interest rates on their loans that were going to expire in July of this year. And don't forget, those low interest rates were expiring because of what Democrats did. We heard John Boehner last week tell us he didn't understand why the Democrats put that sunset clause in the low interest rates for students, probably so they could fight for it in this election and look like the good guys. Unfortunately, the Republicans were the ones who passed it in the House, and now the Dems are saying, oh, we don't want to cut any spending to pay for it, so we're going to veto it, says Obama. So he's out trying to buy the vote from anybody he can. We talked last week about how he's trying to buy the seniors off by saying you don't have to lose Medicare Advantage this year. He'll spend $8 billion from Health and Human Services to buy you another 9 months. Seniors, you need to get involved. This man is slowly destroying America, and that includes your Social Security. There do need to be reforms made, but don't do it Obama's way, because it's not a long-term solution. This is an effort by him to get through another election so he has more flexibility, and watch what he does to your Social Security afterward. So he was visiting Ohio and Virginia this weekend, and I was trying to get some of the clips because I was listening to him speaking live from newscasts and trying to put everything back, blame the game on Republicans, and still blaming George Bush. Here we are 3.5 years later, and he's still blaming George Bush. It's time, Mr. Obama, for you to take responsibility for your own actions and inactions. The Democratic Senate hasn't passed a budget in 1,100 days now. That's your Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin hard at work not passing a budget, even though they're required to by law. So don't vote for the lawbreakers this time around. It's incredible how he's raising money left and right, trying to say that he's part of the middle class, trying to say that he's a student, and that he believes in all those things. And yet, who does Mr. Obama hang out with? Well, his campaign funding is bigger than Mitt Romney's, and he edged him out this last week as well. He's got a 10-to-1 financial advantage over the Republicans, 10-to-1. When they talk about spending $1 billion in the campaign this year, Obama's already got it. You haven't seen anything yet, folks. This man is going to plaster the airways with his, frankly, lies, blaming everybody but himself, trying to find ways to get elected so he can do even more damage in another 4 years. He was here a couple of weeks ago and attending high-dollar fundraisers. Now, when we say high-dollar, you know, when I give $25 or $50 to a campaign, I'm giving what I can. I know it's not a lot. Excuse me. But when you're paying out $40,000 per plate for a fundraiser, who do you think Mr. O is hanging out with? The 99%? The middle class? Absolutely not. This man is a one percenter hanging out with his 1% friends, his bankers, his buddies on Wall Street, his high-powered union executives who also make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on the backs of the working man. If you're a union guy, you should be angry. These Democrats are trying to take away your hunting rights, your gun rights, your rights to self-defense, all the things that you love. They're trying to take away those cars that you love, the Mustangs, the big engine vehicles, the muscle cars. This is what Democrats want, and yet you continue to, or at least your union executives are telling you to vote for Obama, the same people who want to destroy your lifestyle. Don't talk to me about being middle class, Mr. Obama. You are not the middle class. The Ilitches here in town own the Tigers, own the Red Wings. Denise Ilitch is a U of M regent. I'd like to see her off the board of regents for U of M. Don't vote for her this time around because she is a liberal, progressive, Democrat. We've already got enough problems with the U being liberal and progressive. We don't need another one of her type on that board of regents. Remember that. You don't think board of regents is important? It is. All those lesser positions are not really lesser. They're important. But another guy that's raising tons of dough for Barack Hussein Obama is George Clooney. Now, George Clooney is a stellar actor, one of my favorite. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I dislike the man. I dislike his political views because I don't think they're well thought out. But his father was a Democrat and ran for an office in Kentucky and lost as a Democrat. So he's got that family stigma of democracy. He's probably still thinking it's JFK's Democratic Party. It's not, George, if you're listening. This is not your father's Democratic Party. This is some liberal social communist party that has kidnapped the Democratic Party. Don't pay attention to it. And yet he blindly follows. So let's listen to track 4, Derek.
And what I got out of it was, you know, having directed, the one thing I find to be a quality that you either have or you don't have is leadership, strangely. You've got 150 people on a crew, and basically it's a dictatorship when you're the director. You make all the decisions. Everybody sort of says, what do you want? I want it that way. I want to shoot that way. I want these lights. And you have to, even if they're the wrong decisions, it has to be someone who can, you would follow. And the minute he sat down and we started talking, I was like, I would follow this guy. I'll do what he said.
Really? Did you hear the key words there? It's a dictatorship on the set. And that's what he'd like to see in Washington? That's what you'd like to see through Obama? What else did he say there? Even if they're wrong, you got to follow those decisions. Really? We're going to jump off a cliff? You're going to follow him? The utter stupidity of anybody saying that out loud, let alone on a news broadcast, is absolutely astounding to me. You're a great actor, George. Stay out of politics because you'll jump off the cliff with Obama. It's insane. Now, here's George Stephanopoulos interviewing Clooney. Let's go with track 5, Derek.
You campaigned a fair amount for President Obama last time around.
Fundraise. I didn't do any campaigning because I'm a big believer. I really don't think it helps much to have well-known, famous people campaigning for you. I don't think that does you a lot of good, but you can do fundraisers.
Are you following it this time around?
Sure, yeah. I'm a Democrat. I'm a believer in him. I feel like he's done, I think he's done a wonderful job, and I think he's having a very tough time in a very difficult environment, and so I root for him. I root for the President of the United States.
He doth drink deeply of the Kool-Aid, does he not, Derek? Now, how can you even say things are good and you're following this guy and not campaigning? Boy, when you're raising the kind of money that George Clooney raises, that's huge. You might as well be out there campaigning for him because you're making money left over right. I got an article here where George Clooney will host a $6 million dinner for Barack Hussein Obama. The event on May 10th, upcoming here shortly, will be Dinner with Barack. Barack Hussein Obama. Wasn't there a Satoru in there somewhere, too, when he was adopted by the Indonesian guy? Barry Satoru Obama. Obama fans are invited to enter the contest and donate as little as $3 on a webpage titled Obama, Clooney, and You, featuring pictures of the Oscar-winning star and the president. Lucky winners can earn a spot at the dinner. Man, that sounds like the Hunger Games. Put your name in the hat. Cost you $3, though. You don't get to put your name in the hat for free. You got to pay $3. How many morons will put in $3 to go see George Clooney and Barack Obama? I probably would. I'd be the guy in the background yelling nasty things, getting kicked out. A campaign official said the A-list dinner will be the most star-studded night of the Obama campaign so far, and is expected to draw 150 supporters paying a cool $40,000 for a ticket. $40,000. He's a 1% guy. I can't even spend any more time thinking about George Clooney. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to try and get through the rest of this nonsense. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. 1-800-FED-INFO, the official source for all government information. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information, next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, call 1-800-FED-INFO. Who knows? Money-saving tips today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow.
This is the Clark Cast with Matt Clark.
I'm sick and tired of people being politically correct or trying to make sure, well, you know, we all have our differences and we're going to vote for whoever we feel is right. But, you know, we still got to be respectful. Look, I'm not going on the attack and trying to go for somebody's throat and just gut them out right there. That's not what I'm trying to do. But if you say something that's flat out wrong, I'm going to call you out on it.
Don't miss the Clark Cast live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
We're Mark, Richard, and Jerry from the band OAR on a mission for America's paralyzed veterans.
We want the best for our families, but what if your brother were paralyzed in the Iraq War and couldn't get the care or benefits he needed? Or your daughter was disabled serving her country, keeping her from securing a job?
These veterans need our help. We've joined Paralyzed Veterans of America's Mission Able to help wounded veterans get what they need, care, benefits, and jobs.
So join the mission at mission-able.com, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600. Yeah!
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
Okay, so welcome back to the draft. Yes, when did I sign my draft card? A long time ago. Anyways, the Drift. Glad to have you aboard this morning. You judge a man by the friends and judge a man by the company he keeps. And Barack Hussein Obama's first campaign started in Bernadette Dorn and Bill Ayers' living room. Bill Ayers. Now, we've all heard Bill Ayers' name. We've heard lots of videos and audio of this man. I want to play, let's start with track 6 there, Derek.
The great challenge for our generation is to find a way, not just to live differently as individuals, but is to find a way to think differently about what work means, to think differently about what citizenship means, to think differently about what it means to be a citizen of the world. I mean, one of the great dangers that we live in right now is I don't think there's any question, and I don't think any of you would question, that the American empire is in decline, that economically and politically and in some ways culturally we are in decline.
We're in decline, and he seems to be relishing it. If you watch the video, he seems to be relishing in the fact that we're in decline. He wants you to think differently about work, maybe about not working. It's okay to sit on the couch and get a check from the government. That's perfectly fine. Think about being a world citizen, not a U.S. Where is the patriotism for this man? Now, Bill Ayers' dad made a ton of dough in this country. He's one of the inherited, the nouveau riche. Well, not nouveau riche. He'd be the old rich. His dad earned money the hard way, probably on the backs of poor people, and left it to Bill Ayers. And this man is out to destroy the same country and destroy the same system that allowed his father to make tons of money to begin with. This man is representative of what Barack Hussein Obama stands for. Let's hear track 7, Derek, which is another part of this little speech of his.
You know, another world is definitely coming, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a better world. And it's our responsibility to jump in.
Does it get any more blatant than that? Does it get any more blatant? These people are so bold. They're talking about the end of the United States right out in public. It's on YouTube. You can see this man talking about it. And why is supporting Obama? If this man gets reelected in 4 years, for the next 4 years, I don't know what this country will look like, but it won't be the country we grow up in. There will be no goodness for your children to partake of, for your grandchildren. You need to get involved. Please, I'm begging you, the seniors, you are the voting bloc in this country that means more than anything. It's on you this election to turn this around. Get involved, please. Now, we had Jenny call in beginning of the show talking about Obama's new slogan, which is forward. And she is absolutely right. You can Google this up. Don't trust my word for it. You can go online and it's all over. Forward is a Marxist-Leninist slogan and a Nazi slogan. Now, remember, Nazis are not, people want to think the Nazis were far right. No, National Socialist Nazis. National Socialists. They wanted to control the government. They wanted to control you. You know, people always want to put right and left on that. No, communists, socialists, Nazis, all the same. And yet, what imbecile in the Barack Obama campaign decided forward would be a great slogan to use? Unless it means something more. They're putting it right in your face. They're taking us off the cliff and making you enjoy it, asking you to enjoy it. This is not what we need this election year, folks. We need to get involved. We need to do our part. If you can't run for office because you don't have the time or money or effort, you can campaign for somebody else who can. You can give your $3. That's what Barack Hussein Obama's good at. Give me $3. A million people give him $3. That's $3 million. Do that for Romney. Give him $5. We need Mitt Romney. He may not be your favorite. He may not stand for what you believe in. But he's nowhere near the tyrant that Barack Obama will become with 4 more years in office where he has nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. You need to get involved, campaign, vote, register, get your friends to vote, get them to register. Talk to them. Do your homework. Listen to Wham Radio. Dr. Dave Janda's on this afternoon. Tune in. Matt Clark's on this afternoon. Tune in. Matt Clark spends probably way more time than I do going through the internet, digging this stuff up for you. And nobody's smarter than Dr. Dave Janda down here. He goes deep, deep into the weeds on this. Listen to them. Educate yourself. And they're fun to listen to. Marxism and socialism. Forward we go. Forward over the cliff is what Mitt Romney responded when he heard. The Obama campaign apparently didn't look backwards into history when selecting the new campaign slogan. It has a long and rich association with European Marxism. Well, we all know that Barack Obama wants us to look like socialist Europe. Many communist and radical publications and entities throughout the 19th and 20th centuries had the name Forward, or its foreign equivalents, in their literature and in their campaigns. It's been frequently used for communist and other left-wing newspapers and publications. It reflects the conviction of European Marxists and radicals that their movements reflected the march of history, forward, onward, which would move past capitalism and into socialism and communism. And the Obama campaign released its new campaign slogan with another 7-minute video. I've watched it. It's another bit of propaganda. You know what? Communists love their propaganda. And Obama's really good at it. It's got that familiar O in it, too. I can't even look at a can of Pepsi anymore without thinking of Obama. And I love Pepsi. I can't stand drinking Coke. Sorry. I just shot a sponsor in the hole there, didn't I, Derek? Love the taste of Pepsi. Don't like the cans. Change that. They've ruined it. Ruined the branding for Pepsi, as far as I'm concerned. There have been at least 2 radical left publications named Vorwärts, the German word for forward. I probably mangled that pronunciation as well. And it was the daily newspaper of the Social Democratic Party of Germany, whose writers included Friedrich Engels, and Leon Trotsky. It still publishes as the organ of Germany's SDP. There was another 1844 biweekly reader of the Communist League. Karl Marx, Engels, and Mikhail Bakunin were among the names with that associated with that publication. Vladimir Lenin founded the publication Vped, the Russian word for forward, in 1905. Really? How is that possible that an American president could name his slogan something like that without doing their research? They did it on purpose, folks. You can call me a conspiracy nut if you want. This man has the ability to do things. And the audacity, you know, wasn't that the name of his book, Derek? The Audacity of Hope? How about the audacity of what I can force on you? Disgraceful. Anyways, Labor Department. Oh, I can't even get there. I wanted to. Folks, until next week, thank you for catching my drift. Do your homework. Educate yourself. Go to currantonline.com, CourantOnline.com. Email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com. I could use another sponsor. Help keep the show running. Keep this station running. Till next week, we'll see you.